You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Nicholas has weakened into a tropical depression as it crawls across southern Louisiana, unleashing heavy rain across the coasts of Mississippi, Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle. It's unwelcome weather for survivors of Hurricane Ida, which destroyed thousands of rooftops, now covered with tarps. The National Weather Service says the lower deep south is in for days of rain as Nicholas lingers over central Louisiana. Governor John Bel Edwards has warned residents to expect flash flooding and to avoid traveling in areas with heavy rainfall.
Quite often we do have individuals who drown, especially when we have these types of rain events where the primary risk is through flash flooding. And that's what we're seeing with respect to Nicholas.
Edwards said some areas in southern and central Louisiana are expected to receive anywhere from 4 to 10 inches of rainfall as Nicholas slowly moves eastward. Power outages is another concern, as more than 100,000 people are without power and restoration could be hampered by severe weather. Many deaths from Hurricane Ida were from excessive heat as elderly residents had no power for air conditioning. Dr. Joseph Cantor, medical director for the Louisiana Department of Health, asked people to check in on their neighbors.
Do not assume that your neighbors and loved ones are okay. Do not assume that they have power just because you have power. And I'll ask you, as inclement weather comes in and moves through, please check on the folks around you who are elderly and vulnerable.
Dr. Cantor said there are medical special needs centers set up throughout the state to help and to call 911 for emergency assistance. This is Red River Radio.